Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guests across the way are three employees from the Fairfield National Bank, and we're going to talk about one of the events that they have been putting on for many, many years now, and it's getting, I think, a little bit bigger every year, a little bit more, somewhat more prestigious. Some years there's not as many runners as others, but some years there are big runners, or a lot, I guess. Big runners is not the right thing to say, is it, Becky?
No. Runners are not big.
You could push that thing down if you're having to lean up way too high. There you go. On my far right, please welcome Becky Puckett, loan clerk at the Fairfield National Bank. How you doing, Becky?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Bruce.
I got to tell you. All right, now, before we get really deep into this, I know that you've been on the show several times, right?
Yes.
And you're typically a bullion. You're typically a big heavy talker. You'll talk about anything. You've got something on your mind right now, don't you, that may be affecting how you're able to actually continue working your job, living your day.
Yes.
Are you fired up?
I am. I'm going to be a grandma any day now.
Wow. A grandma again.
Again, number two.
Well, now, what's the first girl? You've got a first little girl, right?
Charlotte Grace.
Charlotte Grace Puckett.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is she?
2.5.
So she's 2.5. She's inviting a little sister into her home, apparently.
Yes, she is.
Do we know what the new baby's name's going to be? Or are we all to be surprised when this happens during this show? Is there any chance? Is there any chance we could get this kid named like Brucetta or something during the show?
No.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
I think they're going more for like Madison.
Oh, okay.
Maybe after John Madden, since it's a girl, they had to name her Madison.
He likes John Madden that much?
Pretty much, yes. Yes, he does.
All right, Jeremy Puckett. If I don't talk to you, congratulations. Well done. Next to you is Megan Bashir. She's controller at Fairfield National Bank. How are you this morning, Megan?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks very much for coming out. This is several years you've been out here. You're a runner, too, aren't you? You've been you used to run a lot. I know at least one of the last times you were on here, you talked about it.
Yeah, I pick it up and I give it up.
Oh,
so
is that
like
right?
I'm off and on.
Well, see, now that's the thing about 5K run. You can kind of start from scratch and do that if you're for most people, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what your fitness level is, but it doesn't take a whole lot of prep.
Okay, and next to you is a fella I do know that it runs a lot. At least that's what Lynn says. Lynn says he sees you every day running around. Scott, is that right?
I actually walk every morning at 5:30.
Oh, okay,
I actually walk.
Scott Merkel, loan officer at Fairfield National Bank. Now I don't know which of you has been there the longest, or was there whenever the FNB 5K run was started. Let's give everybody the particulars of it first, and then tell me how it got started. Becky, do you want to handle that?
Okay. It'll be Thursday night of the Fall Fun Fest.
Thursday night of the Fun Fest.
Mm-hmm.
What time?
Let's see.
It's 6 p.m.
The race starts at 6, and we start registration at around 4:30.
Okay. And folks can pre-register, I guess.
Yes, they can. You can pre-register online, or you can come into the bank and register. We have registration forms both places.
There used to be such a thing. Now, Scott and Megan might disagree or may not have been there or whatever. Whenever there used to be this thing. There used to be such a thing called the Marketing Committee.
Yes.
At Fairfield National Bank.
Yes.
Is that where the genesis of the 5K run came from?
Yes, it is.
What happened?
One of our employees at that time that was very into fitness, and she started it. She's no longer with the bank, but we just continued it as a marketing function of the bank with the Fall Fun Fest.
How many years has that been now?
This is the ninth
this year.
Is Scott,
ninth
is this the
year.
Ninth year?
Ninth year.
Good grief. How many runners will you have?
I'm guessing probably around 100. We kind of
you get 100, 150 or something.
What's 100, probably.
What's the most you've ever had, Megan? Do you know? Or
I think
is it?
We had around 120 one year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about the course later on as the show goes on, but While it doesn't take a lot of preparation, the course is not the least challenging course of a 5K run that people will run, is it? I mean, it's got some hills, right?
It does have some hills, yes. It could be a challenge, yes.
Yeah. Tell me, did you design the course, Scott?
Yes, I did. Yes. I actually walked it and drove it.
He's a sick man.
He's a sick man. That's what we're trying to get to. We're trying to get to the sick man, Scott Merkel, putting together this course. Now, you've run 5Ks elsewhere too, right?
Yes, I have, yes.
What makes a good, well-put-together 5K run course?
I like to see mile markers.
Yeah.
1 mile, 2 mile, so you can kind of pace yourself a little bit.
Half mile, something like that?
Yes, that'd be fine. And water stations is nice, too.
Do you have water stations?
Yes, we do. About halfway through, we have a water station.
Okay. Now, do you have just the mile? You don't have half miles, or do you have miles?
I have mile marker and the 2 mile markers.
Okay.
Actually, on the course,
you don't have a 3 mile marker, because at the end you look like, what do you have, like 400 yards left after that third mile,
something like that? Yes.
See, now that's when I would want to know that I'm about done. I mean, you can understand that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, no nodding. No nodding on the radio, Scott. It's talk. Well, okay, now see, that's the thing. And one of the interesting things, one of the things I like best about the 5K run, I know the FNB has done a fine job with it in the past. You have walkers too, don't you? There's nothing wrong with folks walking as opposed to running, is there?
Not at all. We encourage walkers as well as runners.
Is it timed? Are we going to be timing this thing? How's that done?
This year is our second year of using the chip timing.
Okay.
And how that works is you get a little chip in your registration packet, and you put it on your shoelace. And then there's a mat, and as the race starts, you step on that mat. And whenever you finish, you step on the mat. So
okay.
That eliminates, you know, if you've got people in front of you that are kind of holding you up.
Yeah.
At the start. And it kind of eliminates that time.
So that's the cool part about that, though, is that for folks who maybe run some of the other ones around here, I know that they just had that fun run. You had the Frontier Fun Run the other day where folks got painted. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good time. But that's not timed. Mm-hmm. This might be, I mean, you might, even if you're not a serious runner, does that make it, that doesn't put any extra pressure on you, even though it's timed, does it? It just kind of makes you, kind of gives you a gauge of where you are.
I think it just depends on the runner. Some people really, really strive to do their best during races, and I think that knowing your time, it just depends on the runner and the walker. Some people just do it for fun, and some people like to know that.
Do when you have over 100, 150 runners, I'm thinking, Megan, that you're probably going to get a pretty good dispensation or pretty good chunk of runners who are serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
As well as runners who are just doing it for a good time, aren't they?
Yeah, probably.
What do you think you get more of? I mean, this is the ninth year of this thing, Scott. Mm-hmm. What do you think? You think you're getting more serious? Because you haven't been timing it forever, have you?
We've always timed it. We just had the chip timing the last 2 years.
Okay. How's that working out? Must be working out pretty well for you.
It works out well, I believe. It's a little fair, I believe, because in the past we had the runners start at the very beginning of the start-finish line,
okay.
And your walkers would fall in behind there. So as the gun would be fired, there would be some lag time maybe there. But this is a more fair way to judge your time, I believe.
How many walkers will you have as opposed to runners? I mean, because this is a walker thing. This is like the power walking thing, right? I mean,
Yes. You've
got to be the straight walking, right?
There are some power walkers, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have some that come from Southern Illinois that have come almost every year.
Oh, is that right?
We've got a gentleman from
around
Benton, I think, that comes every year.
He brings a group. And
yeah.
I think we have more runners than walkers because if you sign up as a walker, you strictly walk. Because
that's
how we make the competition.
That's
got to
be
fair.
The power. Yeah, that's the power walking type of stuff, right?
That's how we make the awards fair, you know. If you run at all, you're not supposed to sign up as a walker.
How are the – I tell you what, let's do. We'll take a short break, and then we'll figure out – whenever we come back, we're going to talk about the different classes that you'll have, as well as we'll talk about the course and the other things at the Fall Fun Fest that this leads into, because I'm presuming – I'm just kind of hoping there's corn dogs on the course. Have you thought about that, Becky?
No. No, we have snacks – at the beginning and end for like people, snacks and drinks, if you need a little hydration or a little extra energy. But, you know, corn dogs, maybe we can have somebody up there at the water station.
I love the thought of it. Set somebody at the water station with corn dogs and cotton candy. That really sounds like a winner to me. I've got the folks from the Fairfield National Bank. We're talking about their 5K run, which is going to take place Thursday, September 15th, and that'll be at the corner of East Court and Northeast 4th Street. We're going to talk a little bit more with these folks. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these messages. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you listening this morning. It's 927. It's 81 degrees on the way up to 86 today. Probably get a little warmer than that. That's the forecast. We've been a little short on the forecast for the last few weeks. I've got folks in here from the Fairfield National Bank, FNB. Do you guys prefer? I ask Carrie all the time. You prefer FNB or Fairfield National Bank? Becky's nodding at me.
FNB.
Okay. They've got folks in here from FNB. The FNB presenting the 2016 Fall Fun Fest. I can barely read that. 9th Annual Run Walk Fairfield 5K. That'll be on Thursday, September 15th, 2016. My guests across the way, Megan Beshears, Scott Merkel, and Becky Puckett. Now, let's tell folks again how folks can apply and register. Megan, what's the best way, or if anybody wants more information about the 5K?
We have information available on our website, fnbcommunitybank.com. Our chip timers also have a website. They're To The Finish Timing, based out of Evansville. They have information on there.
Oh, really?
And you can... We have online registration this year.
So do they have your chip timers? Do they have different people, different runners, groups or runners that they deal with that will go on there and see, hey, I wonder what's going on this weekend where I can get a nice little 5K run, right?
Yeah. I've used their website before whenever I would like to go and compete. I've used their website actually quite a few times. And they actually have this program where it's an awards program and you run so many miles through their races.
Okay.
And they give like mugs and t-shirts and things like that.
Scott, I gotta know then, you've set up the course, right?
That's correct. Yes.
All right. Are you gonna have, you said there's a stop in there for water, right?
A stop or a walk by,
a walk by, run
yes.
by.
Yes.
I got to know, the way she's talking about these awards and things set up by the company there, are we going to be able to pick up any Pokemons on the way here?
I don't know about that.
No? I didn't know if you'd be able to set that up to get some kind of one of the Pikachu or something like that.
I hadn't thought of that.
I wonder how you can do
it. There
you go. That might actually really help your numbers.
That's hilarious.
Get some Pikachus in there along the course sometime, but then that might affect somebody's time.
It might, yes, yes. Sacrifice some time on
that.
Yeah,
well, see, I've never played that, so I don't know. All I do is I see people playing that, and they might run into other people if they're running at the time, right?
Right.
Tell me a little bit about the course. It starts up there at the corner of East Court and the Northeast 4th. That would be where the new – is that where the new little bench is, the new parking lot bench?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Where are we going from there?
We're going to head north to East Johnson Street.
See, now, all right. All right. I got to know. You're cruel. Why would you be so cruel as to start with a downhill – because you got to come back there to finish, right?
That's true. Yeah. Give you a warm fuzzy at the very beginning.
You make everybody get off to a fun start, right? I guess. Is that right? Okay, so we're going down the hill, heading north onto Johnson Street, right?
Correct. And then we're going to turn east on Johnson Street.
All right.
And proceed past Leo French Park.
You were running by the ballpark, or are we going to run into the park, or what?
We're going to be going past the ballpark.
Okay, so we'll be taking a little bit of a little
jog
righty
to the right.
There.
Yes,
okay.
Correct. Yes, and then make our way over to Maple Hill Cemetery.
All right, now this is what I really like about the this is one of the really fun / creepy things I really like about the FNB 5K run walk. You're always running through the cemetery. You've been doing that for years, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Yes.
I guess people are used to doing that now, aren't they? Do they whistle as they go past the cemetery? Or whistle? Becky gets it.
Get it. Yes.
Does anybody feel funky about jogging through the cemetery?
I haven't heard too much. Now, there are some people that may be freaked out on a little bit, mm-hmm. but
it's daylight.
It is daylight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you see, now that's the thing. You're starting a little bit later this year than normal, right? And haven't you started at like 5 or something in previous years, or is it 6 o'clock the same time?
I think 6.
It's always
the
been
same
6.
Time.
It's always
okay.
Been 6. Yes.
Maybe we should do like a night run through the cemetery with like lights and spooky
they're
noises.
Doing that at they're doing that at Bean Days. They're going to have a night run on Friday night.
I think yes.
I don't know if they're going through a cemetery or not, but I do kind of like the thought of that. I do kind of appreciate. Okay, so we're entering the Maple Hill Cemetery there. Where are we going? Are we going up the hill immediately? Are we going to tail to the north or
no,
what?
No, we're going up the hill.
You're
up
a cruel, cruel taskmaster, Scott.
Sadist, yes.
Why would you do such a thing? Now, I'm trying to remember, are there laps in there? Do we have a loop in there at all? Or are we running all over different places?
We actually go into the cemetery around to the north side and make our way over to the cemetery building.
Okay. The new one?
Yes.
The
yes.
new cemetery near
yes.
Mo.
We're correct. We go past Moe's, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and then we're going to go where?
Down to the south end.
We're going all the way down to the south end.
Yeah, down where the Veterans Memorial is, I guess.
Okay, all right. So I was thinking in past years were you going to go back to up to the same place?
We will, yes.
Pardon me.
As you swing around by the Veterans Memorial area, there's a double lane that goes to the north.
Okay.
We're going to go on the east side of that.
Okay.
Up to the north, and then swing back around on the other side.
On the west side.
The west side.
All right.
And right in there will be where the water station will be at.
So you'll be able to get it twice if you're really kind of struggling.
That's why it's strategically placed.
See, now that's perfect.
Yes.
You're not as I take it all back. You're not nearly as cruel a jerk as I was saying earlier. I feel bad about it now. Okay, so about how far into the race is that first water? Probably a mile or so, a little after a mile?
It'd be about a mile and a half, probably. Mile and a quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're still running. We've gone to the north end on the east side, right? And we've come back to the south. How far back south are we coming?
All the way back to the last row that we can turn to the right.
Oh,
and
really?
And then proceed back out. The entrance we came in.
I see. So you're not going all the way. You're not coming all the way down to the highway or something
correct.
Like that. You're
correct.
Staying off the highway.
Yes.
All right. Do you go back out the same way you came in?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Now gets the fun part.
By the Washington Street Bridge.
By the Washington Street Bridge.
Yes.
Now you're going to head. Are you heading up the hill? We're there, or where are we going after we come?
We're actually
going
to go back by the park again.
By the ball diamond.
By the ball diamonds. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Didn't you end up going to Parkhurst or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. See, this is where he gets mean again.
Yeah, we're gonna turn right on Park Avenue.
Park Avenue is the little one.
Yes.
Beside the creek.
Correct. By the old school.
By the old school. So
yes.
You'll be running just to the west of the old school. Mm-hmm. You're running northbound.
Correct.
On Park Avenue. Here's where he's mean.
And then we get up to Parkhurst.
You're getting to Parkhurst.
It's another hill.
Parkhurst, you've got another. That's a pretty steep hill.
It's a steep one. Yes, it is.
Now, it's short.
Correct.
But that's a relatively
just
steep hill.
Charge it, and it's over pretty quick.
Put it right behind you, huh?
That's right.
You'd like to hope so. As opposed to stopping. Whew. Take a little breather halfway up that hill, maybe, or something like that. All right, so you're going to get up the top of the hill, and turn back north on, or south on 4th Street?
No, we're going to actually go down to Parkhurst Place and make a swing around there.
Oh, okay. So you're running by Max Gray's old house down
correct.
There, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And there's a little bit of a hill going back up to 4th Street right
so
there.
So if I want a good place to watch the race, I can probably sit out and, Keith Cocklazer bought right there. I can probably sit out Keith Cocklazer's front lawn or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Taunt people as they run by. Is that right? See, now that's the thing. That's another thing, Scott. You've already got these people exhausted after running up the hill, right? And then you got to go down and back up another one to get to into Parkhurst Place.
That is correct. Yes, yes. Cruel.
What are the people from the chip place? Do you have anybody from there who's run it or any really? What do real experienced runners do they enjoy? The different hills that you've put together here?
I've heard some comments that they like it. It's some variety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's different.
And I don't have the elevations right here in front of me, but it does. There's quite a bit of elevation
difference. Yeah, probably, I bet you, maybe 40 feet, 40 or 50 feet, I suspect, at somewhere through there. I'll bet you that the bottom of Park Street and getting up to the park, to the top of Parkhurst there at the... I guess at Pauline French's house. Mm-hmm. That's probably at least 30 or 40 feet, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen the elevations all the way through it. I forget how much the variance is. It's, I don't know, 40 or 50 feet maybe.
There are ratings, aren't there, of courses? I didn't know if the golf courses have handicaps.
Mm-hmm.
Each golf course has its own handicap and, what you need to add or subtract from your score, that kind of thing. So, that you've never the chip people haven't done that for you. Huh?
I haven't seen anything. I didn't know if they tried. No, I have not seen anything as far as the rate of difficulty or anything like that.
Okay, so you'll turn into Parkhurst Place. You'll come around the loop, then you'll head back. That's when you'll head back south on 4th, right?
Correct. Yes, and it'll be downhill
till the end. It's downhill for about 200 yards.
Until Johnson Street,
yeah.
And it's uphill from there.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, uphill to finish.
Yes.
Oh, I love it, Scott. Why are you going to be such a jerk? but that's the thing. It's a good challenge.
It is,
I think it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Are you running it?
I will walk it.
Of course not.
I will walk it.
Of course not. He's not running it. Crazy people would be running that thing, right? You're a crazy person. No, I'm just teasing you. And you walk it. You're the tail gunner, aren't you? You're
That's
basically
correct. Yeah,
the
I'll
guy.
Make sure in case anybody has an injury and is laying on the side of the road.
Have you ever had any?
I had one young man that had sprained his ankle.
Well, see, now that's the tricky part. I can see that happening maybe in the cemetery or something like that. The step off might be a little bit tricky, but how do you do it? Do you remember?
I don't know how he did it, but we finally got him back up there, so.
You get some pretty good times in this race, don't you, Megan? You've had some folks run some outstanding times over the years, it seems like.
Yeah, we had an issue last year. There were some power lines down in the cemetery, so we had to cut it short.
There were?
There were.
Was there a storm or something? I'm trying to remember
no,
how
they
that...
were putting in a mausoleum.
I think Randy LeMond's mausoleum was
oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they had them down. So we had to shorten it up. Last year, Rob Kirby... And he's one of the, he follows to the finish. I see him at a lot of their races. So
oh,
I think
really?
That he kind of follows them. He
and that is tothefinish.com, right?
I think so. You can always Google to the finish timing in Evansville and find it that way too. But he finished it in 16 minutes and 26 seconds was his chip time.
Last year.
Yes. And he's 46 years old.
Wow.
He is quick.
That's fast.
Yeah.
That's really quick.
Mm-hmm.
What are the different... What are the different classes? I mean, because if at his age, he would have, did he win, was that overall winner too?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep. Our age groups are, we do men and women. We have 10 and under, 11 to 15, 16 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 40, 41 to 50, and over 50.
T-shirts or what do we win, ribbons?
Yeah, we do plaques for the overall finishers, and then we do ribbons for the age groups.
Well, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's got a good, solid chance of winning, right, with you, if you have that many classes. Right? And mm-hmm. even with 100, 150 runners, you still got a pretty good, solid chance.
Yeah.
What's like the oldest runner you think you've had in the race? I guess not runner, but runner or walker, right? Do you remember anybody, Becky, that's been particularly...
Well, we've had some people in their 60s.
Unexpected. If I would do it. You know, I'm fired up to do this. I really am, but I've got a performance.
Previous commitment,
I do have a previous commitment at the time. I apologize.
Well, we have a gentleman whose name is Tony. He's one of the comes from Benton about every year. He is 59, and he is one of the power walkers, and he is a very consistent early finisher.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And we've had a couple walkers that have been 75.
75-year-old walkers? What kind of time does it take for those guys to finish 3 miles? This is 5,000 meters is equivalent, what, 3.2 miles? Is that pretty close to what it is, Scott?
Yeah. 3. They finished 1. In about 37, 38 minutes.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yes, it is. But, I mean, a lot of older people walk for their health.
Yeah.
So this is a way to get out, you know, have a little fun, grab a friend. And we even encourage, like, church groups, youth groups, different things like that. Grab a group, get matching T-shirts, come out and walk with us.
I know that the bank, FNB, will be working for the most part.
Yes.
Working. You don't get it. There's not too many opportunities for you folks to get a team to put together to play or to run, is there?
No. We've just put it on for the community, so... Our part in it is just the doing of the event.
Well, it's a nice event. I think it's been for 9 years anyway. It's been thought of as a pretty important part of the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest. I've got folks here from FNB, Megan Bashir, Scott Merkel, and Becky Puckett. We're talking about the 5K run going on there at the Fun Fest, and we'll talk a little bit more with those folks about that and plenty more when we return. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
I'm walking out by myself. Well, I was talking to myself about you. What am I gonna do? I was singing this song about you. I was thinking about singing this song for you. Come on, think about.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM. Appreciate you tuning in. It is 947, 83 degrees on the way up to 86 today. Hope you have a outstanding day planned. We're talking today about the things you can do in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tomorrow, as a matter of fact. It is the annual FNB 5K Run Walk. It's at the Fairfield Fall Fun Fest. And registration is going to be at 4:30 that day. So you don't have to pre-register for this, though, right, guys? How's that work?
No.
I'm all right. Becky Puckett here along with Scott Merkel and Megan Bashirs. Pre-registry is really to make sure that, just like all 5K runs, folks get a t-shirt, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
What's on the t-shirt this year? What's the design?
It's the same as last year.
Oh, that hurts. That's,
we
come
switch
on.
Up the colors.
Oh, okay.
Different colors, different colors.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. And the cost to register is?
It is. Right now it's $15.
What is it after the 7th, I think?
September 7th, yes. It rolls over to 20.
Okay, and there's a reason of course he's saying these events take a little bit of money to put on. However, this is for a good cause, isn't it, guys? We haven't even talked about that, the good cause that this goes to, right?
Yes, we donate a portion of the proceeds to the Fall Fun Fest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I bet you they appreciate it.
We've donated roughly $1,000 since the beginning of our 5K.
Oh, in total?
$1,000 a year.
Yeah, that's a
year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was
$7,600.
See, now that's a pretty good way to go. That's all right. So do you prefer, Megan, would you prefer you get more money to donate if folks apply after September 7th, or would you prefer to have the bird in hand and know how many you're going to have on like supply September 5th or 6th?
For sanity's sake, we prefer it beforehand, but it's, you know, do it whenever. Some people wait to see what the weather's going to be. Some people wait to see what they've got going on. We understand. We like to give the shirts out. And,
sure.
And even if you register that day, if we've got shirts left over, you still get one.
Yeah.
But
just can't
that
guarantee
will,
it.
Yes.
Just can't guarantee it.
Now, if you have leftover shirts, are those the ones that get, like, fired out of the cannon at the big tailgate on the 9th? Because you got a big tailgate coming up on September 9th.
Mm-hmm. We find different ways to give them out.
You're not firing a cannon?
Well, we have special t-shirts for the tailgate.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yes.
We make special t-shirts that say, like, the mules and...
All right, let's tell people when the tailgate is, just because I don't think we'll have a chance to talk. It's on September 9th, right, Scott?
Correct, yes.
What?
Against Hamco.
Against Hamilton County?
Yes.
Hamilton County played real tough Friday night. Did you see that?
Yes.
Friday
night
and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They kind of had that was too bad that they had to play 2 days. But the tailgate starts at, I want to say you're starting to feed at like 5:30. Is that correct?
I think so.
5:30. Yes.
That's great. Megan's looking at me like doe in the headlights. I have no idea.
I'll be on vacation, so I just like checked it all out. Like, I didn't even look at the details.
Oh, somebody you saw September 9th that I don't care. Well, that's cool. Okay, so the tailgate party. And the reason I know a little bit about the tailgate, because we'll be doing a remote broadcast from the football field. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a good time. Probably mention the 5K run, I suspect, there, too, a little bit. Part of the proceeds go to the donation, and part of the proceeds, of course, you got to pay the chip people or something.
Yep.
What do you think? Have you ever thought about, like, making it a 10K run, Scott? I mean, you have 5K is typical for 5K is kind of typical for a – for like we were talking earlier, just somebody off the street, somebody without having to do a lot of preparation. Have you guys ever considered enlarging it? I didn't know if that would make sense or not.
Haven't really thought about it. I mean, a 5K is kind of a safe amount, I think.
Yeah.
10K, you're going to get your more serious runners, and there are several around I know that are serious about it, but we kind of want to keep this light because it's the Fall Fun Fest, right? Mm-hmm. It's all fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that makes some sense. What's the go-to meal Fun Fest meal pre-Fun Fest run? What would you suggest? Stromboli?
I try not to eat myself.
Really?
Yeah, I like to. I might eat a little.
You got to have
like
a banana or something,
bar,
right?
Or something.
Is a banana a good pre-race meal? I don't know.
I'm
sorry. Sure. You run more than I do. I don't know.
I think everybody's different because I like to do it on an empty stomach because I get
the reason I
nauseous.
Ask, they've got frozen bananas up there typically mm-hmm. for the Fun Fest with covered in chocolate.
We have a snack table at the 5K, and we do usually have Gatorade, water, some granola bars, bananas, apples. Sometimes the potassium in the bananas helps runners after the race.
Sure.
And
sure.
All,
well, you
some
know, if it's warm.
Before.
If it's, yeah. if it's warm, the potential cramping, I guess,
yes.
you want to avoid. Okay, let's tell people again how to find more information as well as how to register.
You can find information on our website, fnbcommunitybank.com.
Okay.
You can contact Yolanda at the bank. Her extension is 331-618-842-2107.
She's still downstairs?
She is.
Okay.
You can look us up on To The Finish on their website. They have a calendar that lists all kinds of local 5Ks. You have options.
Plenty of ways to find out more mm-hmm. information. And, again, it starts at 6 p.m. Registration at 4:30 on Thursday, September 15th. And I got to tell you, you said your good runners are finishing in maybe 15, 20, 25 minutes?
That last year it was short. I would say that our good runners would probably be more like
25, 30 this year, right?
No, probably 19 to 20.
19, 20.
Oh, 19, 20. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Yeah. That's a pretty solid run
mm-hmm.
for
yeah.
3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fast.
Impressive.
So they'll be able to, they could set goals then to mm-hmm. try to get done in time to get around to watch a roasted chestnuts at 6:30.
Yeah, I mean.
There you go.
Sure.
It all comes together.
It does.
Isn't that a beautiful thing? Before I let you go, I want to know, Scott, I haven't talked to you about this. What did you think about Friday night's performance of the defense against
it was
Chester?
Excellent. It was nice.
Did you see that coming? Did you expect that kind of thing?
No, I expected a little bit more out of Chester, honestly. But I think Fairfield really stepped it up and shut him down.
We didn't see. I don't know where you were watching the game. We couldn't. It was happened right in front of us, the Chester head coach getting kicked out.
I did not see the altercation. No.
I didn't know if you heard anything what he said. I should have heard what he said, but I didn't.
Probably
hear.
Curse words involved.
Well, that was the worry. That was the worry that there might have been some curse words. What do you think that took a toll on the kids whenever the head coach got kicked out?
It can very well, I believe. Yes. Uh-huh.
I think it probably did. As well.
I mean, he's the head coach for some reason. You know, I mean, so, I mean, he's not there. It's hard to go ahead and go forward with
yeah,
the plan,
it,
maybe.
It's but... Well, that or you might not know exactly what you want to do.
Correct, yes.
You get somebody directing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. You going to Christopher?
Yes.
All right. Good luck to you down there. Good luck to me, too, down there.
Got dinner plans all fixed up for there, I guess.
Do you really? Or
yeah.
do I?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a hot dog. I'm going to have a
hot dog.
I'm going to have a hot dog at the game.
That's
right. I'm going to have a hot dog at the game.
I think I'm going to go to T Street Pub, I believe.
Oh, see, now that's a good one.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good place to go. All right, before I let you go, I got to wish you best of luck and congratulations on the new grandbaby.
Well, thank you. I'm pretty excited.
I'll bet you are. That's Becky. Megan's here, too, and I haven't even enjoy your vacation, Megan.
Thank
How's that?
You.
All right. See, now I can make everybody feel good.
Aww.
That's what I'm all about. That's exactly what I'm all about. If you want to learn more information, again, about the FNB 5K run walk taking place Thursday, September 15th at the Fall Fun Fest, by all means, look online at fnbcommunitybank.com. And you'll find a link to it. Also, you can give them a call at 842-2107. That'll do it for the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Thanks very much for coming on.
Yay.
Have a great
You're
day.
Welcome.
Thanks,
we'll
Bruce.
Talk to you all later.